The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Last year, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a ban on commercial sales and purchases of ivory and rhinoceros horn. That ban was just one in a series of encouraging signs that lawmakers and law enforcement are serious about stopping illegal wildlife trade around the world. Last year, the Obama administration also issued a proposal to implement a near-complete ban on ivory trade in the U.S. And recently, China imposed a one-year ban on ivory imports, and the Kenyan government burned 15 tons of its ivory stockpiles. Still, current estimates are that 96 elephants die at the hands of poachers in Africa each day. And researchers found that 65% of the population of forest elephants, just one of the subspecies of elephants in Africa, has been killed between 2002 and 2013. Today, a single elephant tusk might fetch $21,000. In Asia, African ivory represents a $165 to $188 million annual market. The possibility of such high rewards has driven a huge increase in poaching. Last year alone, a record 1,215 rhinos were killed in South Africa.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.